just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, August 18th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to give a shout out right away this morning to Kenny over at Riverside Marina there in Bel Air, downtown Bel Air, right on part of the Grass River in Antrim County. As you know, I talked about it on Friday, was looking forward to surprising Miss Vicky. We got in the Yukon, we had Mr. Snoop in the back, and we headed north. And she thought that we were heading to Mackinac Island for the day. Kind of concerned about the weather forecast. Started out beautiful, sunny, blue skies. Getting on the road there about 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, as I was going up 31 and turned right on the M88, she looked at me and she goes, "Where are you going?" We normally take 31 all the way up through Charlevoix, Petoskey, Lansing, up that way to I-75 to head north to Mackinac City. Park for the day, and take the ferry over. She thought this was a normal anniversary, 41st anniversary celebration. Well, when I turned right on M88, heading towards Central Lake and then Bel Air, she's like, "Where are we going?" Demanded to know. Miss Bubba needs to be in charge. She needs to know what's going on. So I told her. Got there, sunny blue skies, loaded up the pontoon boat, had some goodies, had water. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Can't believe Antrim County and the Grass River. If you've never seen it, you've never done it, you need to get a hold of Kenny at Riverside Marina. It was unbelievable. Parts of Grass River, I'm not kidding, folks. I thought I was in the UP. I thought I was in Negaunee, Michigan, there in Marquette. Just unbelievable backcountry. Wildlife. Fish jumping out of the water everywhere. It was amazing. Meandered through the Grass River, came out into Clam Lake, narrowed down there by Butches and Dockside on the southeast tip edge corner of Torch Lake, shot across to the west side of Torch and meandered up the shoreline all the way to the day park right there in Torch Lake. Well, checked the fuel tank, and it appeared that we were down to almost a quarter of a tank. Called my good friend Rick Randall. You've heard him here many times on Fridays, the author of the book Road Trip. I called him and I said, Rick, are you at home? He says, we're just getting ready to head out on the boat. Why? What's up? And I'm like, dude, can you bring me some gas? I think we're going to run out of gas before we get back. Well, he brought me 5 gallons and an extra 5 gallons as a spare. Come to find out the 12-gallon tank, the gauge was reading wrong. Unbelievable. Well, we'll finish this story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Do you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. So, come to find out, Vicky and I landed and tied up to the kind of the boat launch area there at the day park. And I called Rick Randall. He went to the gas station, filled up 2 5-gallon tanks of gasoline. and brought them to me over at the day park. Well, we opened up the hatch, we took off the cap and dumped in 5 gallons, and guess what? The 12-gallon tank on the boat was completely filled up with just 5 gallons. So we had 7 gallons, basically, in the tank, but it was only reading that we had a quarter of a tank, which would have been 3 gallons. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not even halfway to my destination turnaround point to head back. We're going to run out of gas. So Rick Randall saved the day. Thank you, Rick. Greatly appreciate you doing that for us. And he said, you know what? Why don't you take this other 5-gallon tank with you, store it on board, and just in case you need it, you got it. So I said, okay, buddy, I greatly appreciate it. Well, from the day park, we went up the rest of the west edge of Torch all the way to the top. There's a state park boat launch. If you guys don't know this, you can get in there with your boat. They have a dock, actually two-sided, both left and right, that you can back your trailer into, launch your boat, and then they've got room for you to park there. So if you ever want to put your own boat in on Torch, that's the place to do it. So we got up there to the north end, probably about 1:30, I think it was, 2 o'clock. We tied up the boat there. We got off. Went swimming, took Mr. Snoop to go to the bathroom in the woods, got back on the boat about 3 o'clock because we had to be back by 7. I wanted to get back earlier anyway. So we took off for the dockside. Now, you have to understand there's no compass on this pontoon boat. It's a great boat. Oh, man, just great accommodations. 60-horse Johnson engine. 24-foot pontoon boat, just a great day. Sunny blue skies, enjoying life. Well, as we started heading back, the clouds started turning gray. And we looked up in the sky. I checked my phone, and it's like, oh, yeah, a major, major thunderstorm is coming. Well, we get about middle of the way down Torch Lake, and sure enough, the rain started. And then the thunder. And then the lightning. By the time we got down to dockside, getting out into Clam Lake, coming back, it was coming down in buckets. Now, of course, we had just been swimming, so we were wet. Mr. Snoop was wet. He went swimming with us. Well, it was a good thing we had our bathing suits on. That's all I can say. Even though there's a roof on the pontoon boat, it didn't matter. It's coming in from the sides. It's coming in from the back. It's coming in everywhere. And I looked at Vicky and I said, more memories on a boat. We've had quite a few memories on boats in our life. And yes, just absolutely amazing. So we get back into the mouth of the Grass River. We're heading back up to Bel Air. And as soon as we got back to the dock there at Riverside Marina, the rain stopped. The sun came out, sunny blue skies. It was just phenomenal. Great day. We had a ton of fun. Made memories, more memories on our anniversary. But I got to tell you, if you guys want to see Antrim County, northern Michigan, basically, like you've never seen it before, you need to get a hold of Kenny over at Riverside Marina. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. If you text me boat, my phone will automatically send you back Kenny Riverside Marina and their phone number, 231-533-8559. Again, if you can write this down or text it to yourself, 231-533-8559. Give Kenny a call, or Connor, one of his workers there. He was great. And I got to tell you, this is a phenomenal day trip. And the thing of it is, it's almost a no-brainer. If you never captained a boat before, this is a prime, perfect way to go, because all you have to do is follow the chart. It's a no-brainer. The only negative I would say, and I'm going to talk to the county sheriff, I'm going to talk to some of the NGOs over there that handle Grass River, there's no sign. When you're in Lake Bel Air, Shaney Creek, you can see the water tower, you can see the Lakeview Hotel to the east of Lake Bel Air. There's no marker for Grass River's mouth that leads into, after you meander through the Grass River, get through some really cute little cottages, there's no marker to get you there to say, hey, you need to turn left right here. But you get through Grass River. Luckily, there was a couple out fishing near the mouth. And I said, hey, I went all the way to the south end of Lake Bel Air, and I didn't see the opening for the Grass River. And he laughed, and he said, you see those reeds right over there? I go, yeah. He goes, just go around those reeds. Just follow that and bear to the left. And sure enough, there it was. Small opening, but made it no problem. So I marked some landmarks to look for our way back. And it was great. It was just fantastic. Felt like we were in the UP. Got to see Clam Lake for the first time. And then toured Olive Torch from north of French Point. If you go to the charts or the map, you'll see what that is. So again, text me boat, and I'll send you Kenny's contact information for Riverside Marina, 231-533-8559. Great event, great memories, just absolutely love it. And the neat thing about this, it's pretty affordable. And the boat that we were on, Ask Kenny for the Crest, is the pontoon we were on. You could get three couples on this boat, no problem, completely comfortable. And if you share it with six people total, all your number of passengers, it'd be roughly about $60 a person. If you want to squeeze another couple in, get four couples, eight people total, you'd be looking roughly at about $40, $42 a person for the entire day. Gas included. You didn't need to panic like I did. The gas gauge wasn't accurate. There's more gas in there than you think. And we would have had plenty to get enough to get back. So great day, great memories, and glad to share it with you guys. Again, text me boat, and I'll send you the contact information. If there's any type of day trips like this that you guys know about, send me a text message. Send me a text about a certain business or venue or day trip that you think I would appreciate and be able to share with everybody. I like to reach out to various businesses and find out more about their business, more about what they do, and let you guys know about it. So, for example, I'm going to reach out to the Garland Zoo up in the UP and reach out to those folks and learn more about their business and what it is that they do. Because it's fun, especially here in northern Michigan, something you think people would like to do. And, let me know about it. Text it to me, and I'll reach out to the business owner and learn more about it and maybe have some things to share with you guys. So one thing that I am watching is some redistricting things that are happening, different things that are going on down in Texas. Now Gavin Newsom out in California is threatening retaliation if Texas does what they're going to do. Well, he's claiming that he's going to fight fire with fire and that he's going to redistrict California. Same threat is being made by Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and even the governor of New York. But here's the problem. the Democrats have already gerrymandered their districts. Massachusetts, for one, this is so interesting. Donald Trump got almost 40% of the vote on November 5th, 2024, in the state of Massachusetts. 40%. His party, Republican Party, in the United States House of Representatives in Congress, you know how many Republican congressmen they have? Zero. Zero. Not one U.S. congressman is a Republican. They've gerrymandered their map so much in Massachusetts that it's almost impossible for a Republican to win a congressional seat there. Unbelievable. Illinois, basically the same thing. New York, they might be able to eke out a couple more Democrats if they redistrict the state of New York. Gavin Newsom, big state of California, I forget, what is it, 40 million people? 52 congressmen compared to Michigan, which has 13. 52 members of Congress come from the state of California. You know how many are Republican? 9. 43 are Democrats. And Donald Trump got like 37, 38% of the vote in the state of California. Folks, this is amazing what's happening, especially in Texas. Well, President Trump is encouraging not only Texas to go forward, but Florida, Indiana, and even other states to look at redrawing congressional maps in hope of scoring new lines that could naturally give Republicans an edge in congressional races heading into next year's midterm election. Well, of course, the Democrats are freaking out. Why? Because, number one, this is being done halfway through this decade using the 2020 census data. That's how they basically redrew the maps. Democrats are saying you only redraw the maps during a census year. Census won't be done again until 2030. So what are you Republicans doing? Why are you redrawing the maps halfway through this decade? Well, here's an interesting twist. Nowhere, anywhere, not in our Constitution, not in election laws, nowhere does it say you can't redraw district lines halfway through the decade. There's no restrictions. There's no law against what Texas is doing. And as a result, Florida, Indiana, and many other states are possibly looking at doing the same thing Texas is doing. Now, why is this important? Control of the U.S. House and even the U.S. Senate race next year in 2026. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.